We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalad Omid Beis, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top. The first word alone is Basi, maybe it's 8 lines, and we're starting from Omle Abayla Rav Dimi. Omle Abayla Rav Dimi, Hai Krob Marava, the following Pasuk, how do they darshan it in Eretz Yisrael? Maimek Misulei, how do they darshan this Pasuk that's found in Mishlei? How do they darshan it in Marava? So the Pasuk reads like this. Al teitze l'riv maher, don't go to fight so fast. Pemat hasa b'achriso b'hach l'moyz chareyecha, you embarrass your friend. Rivcha riv es riacha v'soyd achar al togel. Just start up with your friend. Don't start up with the family of your friend. That's basically what it means. So they asked, so Rabbi asked him, how do they darshan this pasuk? And Legabi, who do they darshan this pasuk in Eretz Yisrael? So Gemara says, b'shal sh'omaloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yecheskel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yecheskel, leich, Amar Lahem Li Yisrael, Akarot Al Yecheskel, don't go tell Klai Yisrael that you did a chait, and say like this, Avicha Amiri, your father the Amiri, Ve'imcha Ve'imei Chites, your father's Amiri, Imei Chites. So this was like a little bit of making a taina on Avraham and Sarah, and saying that your father's a Meiri and your mother's a Chitis, which Rashi says, Terech va'avois of Meknambo, which already the Rishash asks, that Terech was not from Canaan, Terech was from Shem. So he says, it means they did Maisa Meiri Avodah Zarah. But he says, go tell Kal Yisrael that your parents are from a Meiri and Chiti. So Amar Ruach Paskoinis Fekarish Baruch Hu, the Malach, the Ruach Paskoinis, which means the one who speaks curtly to Akarish Baruch Hu, said the Fekarish Baruch Hu, if Avram and Sarah would be standing, if Yamdu Fanacha Ato Imelhem, you would talk like that to them, Umachlam Oyesom, embarrass them. Riv Esreacha, go say Musa to your friend, Vesoid Acha Al Togel. Don't bring in the different generation, other people. So that was the time, that's what the Pasuk is referring to, that says that when you go to war, when you go to say Musa on someone, stick to that person who did the chait itself, not to the family. And that was the Malach, the Ruach Paskoinis' Taina, which Rashi says is Gavriel, actually, which the Mashal doesn't like. But one of the Malach, Ruach, this Malach, said to Baruch Hu, why are you talking like that? Would you talk like that in front of Ram and Sarah? You embarrass them? Great, the Gemara. Is there a Malach talking like that to Kares Baruch Hu? Someone says, yeah, in. This Malach has three names. Piskoin, Itmoin, Sigroin. Piskoin, Shepaisik Dvarim Klapi Milo. Piskoin refers to the way that he could talk curtly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Itmoin Sheoitem Avonisayim Shal Yisrael. That he puts a lid on the Avonis, he covers up the Avonis of Klal Yisrael. Sigroin, Kivin Shesoiger, once he's finished trying to get a schus for Klal Yisrael, Shuv Einei Pesach. You cannot open up anymore. So it's, and all these three three character traits of this Malach, Piskin, Itman, and Sigroin, are all merumas in his name. I don't know how, but that's what the Megra says. Upaskoinis koil kol ashloisha. The word paskoinis includes all three of these names, all three of these traits. That is, it speaks curtly, Itman covers the avenues of Klal Yisrael, and Sigroin, once he closes, it can't be opened anymore. In the Pasuk it says, Hayaroich Shuacha Loi Bitzar Vachoma Matse Kayach. It's a pasuk in Iyov that the friends of Iyov told him, Hayaroich Shuacha, did you daven Loi Bitzar before you had Tsaras? If you would have daven before you had Tsaras, it would have helped you a lot. Omra Velaz Loim Yakdim Odom Tfila Latzara. A person always should daven before the Tsara happens, not only after the Tsara. After Tsara, you start davening. If daven before the Tsara. And Araya Ladova, Shemoli Hiktim Avram Tfil Lutzar Ben Beis El Ben Ai. It says in the Pasuk that he davened and made a Mizbech, Ben Beis El Ben Ai. And he did this, Lishchus, of the story of Achan. If he wouldn't have done that, Lo Nishtar Misenayim Shal Yisrael Slur Slur Plit. If he wouldn't have done this at that time, so then when the Maisa Achan happened, there was a big Kitrig on Klai Yisrael, and Klai Yisrael almost would have got destroyed. What happened was the Maisa, that only 36 or less something happened, but Lemaisa, if he wouldn't have done this, it would have been much worse. Like it says in the pasuk, and this is in Lech Lecha, Perik Yubeis Pasuk Ches. It says, "V'yatik v'shamaharim mekedem lebeisel v'yeta Allah beisel meyom va'ay mekedem." va'aymikedem v'yivin shom mizbeach l'Hashem v'yikro v'shem Hashem. It's a Rashi and Chumash. V'yivin shom mizbeach zog Rashi. Nisnaba shasidim bonav likoshel shom al oven ochon v'spal shom alayim. So we have in parashas Lech Lecha already about ochon. There's twice in Sefer Bereishis alone mentioned ochon. You also have it by Zorach and Peretz and Zorach in parashas Vayeshev. Also have mentioned ochon there ayin shom. If someone learns Chumash Rashi, he's a baki in the Kol HaTorah Kula Kamat. But like upon him, so here it says, "Hikdim Avram Tfilo Tzor Ben Beis Elvin Ayl and Ishtarim Esnim Shadol Shred Plit." That if you were not daven, if you weren't daven, the Klai Yisrael would have had a much bigger oinish. So you see, it's very important to daven before the Tzor. Shlokas Omar, another drasha really coming from this pasuk also, called Ama Amitz Atzmai Betfilo Malmata In Letzor Milmaila. If you ma'amit the tefila lamata, it stops a lot of mastinim lamaila. Which means if you're very strong in your tefila, that will stop any people who are any malachim who are trying to make a ketrugim lamaila. You should always daven that your tefila should have strength. You shouldn't have any mastinim lamaila, because it says we dash the pasuk this way, like Rashi explains. Ba'achi mashma, Rashi says, "Haye arich shuach and basal arich shuach." We're coming to daven your tefilos, kizoyz tarachenu. You should daven like this. Loy botza. You should not have tzarim. You should not have mastinim on the tefila. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah that menayin shekipa loy vidui, and it says in the Mishnah, which we'll say in the Brayis as well, so we'll see it in the Brayis, the Torah about menayin shekipa loy vidui, how you know that confessing or vidui helps you have a kaparash. Now it says in the Pasuk, v'yoyim lo Yeshua, ma'achatonu yakcha Hashem, ma'achatonu, you made us, you blackened us, yakcha Hashem ha'yem ezeh, Hashem should blacken you today. Ha'yem ezeh ata okur, today you'll be black, v'ata okur loy l'abah, you will not be black loy l'abah, v'ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Uvenei Zerach, and we'll see Taka that he was Zechel El Mabah. Because it says in the Pasuk, when it's talking about the Yichus of Zerach, and the children of Zerach, Uvenei Zerach, Zimri, Ve'ison, Ve'himon, Ve'chalkol, Ve'dora, Kulam Chamisha. It says Kulam Chamisha, and Kulam Chamisha means they were all Zecher to Olam Habah. Kulam Chamisha, Udarshan, Hein Olam Habah. Now, we don't say in this Pasuk anything about Achon. But we know that Achon is, they also call him Zimri sometimes. Ksiv Zimri v'ksiv Achon. Because it says of Achon ben Zerach, and it says Zimri ben Zerach. So it's in the same family, so which one is it? So Rav Shmuel, Charam Achon Shmuel, his real name is Achon, Lord Shmuel Zimri, he's also Maisa Zimri. Did Maisa Zimri. What does it mean, did Maisa Zimri? So we had an Amud Aleph on the yesterday's shir that he was a Noyef. He was Mizanu and Naira Marasa, so that's why he's like Zimri. Or it means, just like Zimri caused the oinus against Klal Yisrael, he also caused the oinus against Klal Yisrael. That's what means Maisa Zimri. V'chad Amar Zimri Shema, his name is Zimri. V'loma Nikra Shema Achon, why is his name Achon? She'ichon Avanisayim Shal Yisrael. Achon is also from a snake, that he was Megalgal, the chait of, chait around Klal Yisrael. He surrounded Klal Yisrael with chait. It says in the Pasuk that says in the pasuk that if the guy he should be mechaper, he should confess all the averus. But it says, let's say he holds he's really innocent, so he could say that my misa should be a kapar for all my averus. Besides this averus, I never did. But Rehuda says, the Alamad Yama says he should not say this. This is what Rehuda said he could say. Rehuda said he could say this. The Chum said no, he should not say this because him Cain, you call all the Ma'imrim Cain. Every guy's going to say this to try to be Menachem himself that I really didn't do it. So he shouldn't say this. For anything more, Vinoko Atzvan. So who cares? Let him say it. What would he care if he says it? My answer is Loyhoiti Laz Abati Dinim Va'ala Edim. Should not be Moiti Laz Abati Dinim Va'ala Edim. Therefore, we don't let him say it. Torah Abonim Ma'is Abadim Echad. It was talking a story with someone that was going out to be killed, Omar. And he said, if this oven is true, they're saying about me, the Misa should not be a kapar. But if I don't have his oven, take Misasi kapar al chal avon ha'asi. This Misa should be kapar for all my avonis. And this sounds like this guy is serious. We can't make him innocent. We already passed the halacha, and we go through a lot of different checks and balances to make him chayav misa. So we can't change this. Let him get killed, and if he's right, edim. And if he's right, it'll be the onus will be on the edim. Zok the Gemara, pshita. You tell me you can't lachzir as pasha. Call kamina because he says he's innocent. We have a havni to bring it back. It sounds convincing, so we're going to say that the din is not true. Loitzricha to kahad b'sadi. Even the edim felt bad now. Frayt the Gemara, does that help? Chiyadu b'mayava. Kivin shehigat shomer nechaz amagid. If once edim say edim, they can't have charata. There's no such thing. We don't have a chayshu or anything because they're just feeling bad. But once they say edis, they edis. Even though they give a reason why they did this law, like the story with the Bayi Michsa, so still we don't return and break off the din. Now, what's the story of Bayi Michsa? The Rashi on the left side is a long Rashi with the story. The story was there was this person, this Muchis, this tax collector who was a Rasha, and his name was Bayi. And the same day, a very big tzaddik was Nifta also. Same day. And they both went out to Levayas. The tzaddik had a few hundred thousand people by the Levaya. And this Rasha, the tax collector, Billy, had his family there. His family didn't even go. No one even went to Levaya. And then by the beginning of the Levaya, there was some enemies came and attacked. Everyone ran away. You know, for the time being, everyone ran away. There was one Talmud who stayed with his Rebbe, secretly watching the mitzvah. And Lamaisa, when everyone came back to the Levayas, when the Oyvim left, what happened was the aroinas got mixed up, the coffins got mixed up, and the huge levaya was to the coffin of the rasha, and the tzaddik had a tiny, tiny levaya, and the Talmud was screaming, "We got the wrong aron, you have the wrong aron," and they didn't list them, and lemaisa, that's what happened, and this Talmud was very distraught. How could it be that this rasha was zeicher to levaya mamish? You never saw a levaya like that. And the tzaddik here had one person by his levaya. He couldn't. It was bothering him so much. Lamaisa, the tzaddik came to him in a dream and said, first of all, I have a gevaldik gan eden, and that rasha has a terrible gehenim. And the reason why this happened was because I had something that the oynish had to be taken care of. There's one time someone spoke begunus of Talmud Chacham, and I wasn't moicha, and therefore I got this oynish. And this guy, this muchas, one time prepared a big suda for President Trump, and what happened was Trump didn't show up. It happens sometimes. And he took that whole food and gave it to Aniyim. And this was a schar. He got a nice levaya. That was a schar. But don't worry, he's in Gehenim now. So Talmud said, how long is he in Gehenim? He says, until Shimon Meshatach comes instead of him. So he said, why would Shimon Meshatach, who was like the Rosh Sahedrin, why would Shimon Meshatach come instead of him to Gehenim? He said, because he wasn't Meicha, Shimon Meshatach was not Meicha in the sorcerers, the ladies who are sorcerers, the Jewish ladies who were sorcerers in Ashkelon. So, Adkan, he woke up. So the Talmud ran running to Shimon Meshatach. He said, by the way, this is my dream. So Shimon Meshatach went ahead, and he had to try to get rid of the sorcerers. So he gathered, there was 80 bachurim, big strong bachurim, and he told them, it was a very rainy day that day, he told them, take a barrel and put into the barrel a talus and let's come with me to Ashkelon. He goes with 80 bachurim to Ashkelon, and there's 80 sorcerers there. And sorcerers, if you pick them up off the ground, they can't do the sorcery. So Shimon Shah walked into the den of the sorcerers, the 80 people, the 80 mechshefas there, and he says, the 80 witches, and he says, by the way, so they say, who are you? He says, I'm a wizard, I'm also a witch, I'm also a sorcery also. So they said, prove it to me. He says, I'll show you. I'm going to snap my fingers, and 80 bachurim are going to walk in with dry talasim. And remember, it's pouring outside. There's no way 80 people are coming out from outside with dry talasim unless you have kishuf. Meanwhile, we know what he put in the barrels, but yeah. So he snaps his fingers, and 80 bachurim walk in with dry talasim. And they were surprised. And each bachur picked up the one machshefa, and they hung them, and they killed out all 80 machshefas. So with this, Shimon Meshatach got himself a kapara. But Lamaisa, these 80 machshefas family, who had very good panosim on those machshefas, they were very upset at Shimon Meshatach. So they Bashtel two edim. They hired two witnesses who said edim about Shimon Meshatach's son. They did something wrong. That's chayav misa, and the two edim worked out perfectly. They said edim perfectly. They were mechayev the son misa, and the son was going out to be killed. And he said this statement. He said, if I did this chayt, it shouldn't be a kapara. But if I didn't do this chayt, then it will be a kapara. One my avinus, and I'm not mechel the edim. And lemais the edim they felt bad. They wanted to be chayzer. But we said they cannot be chayzer. This Edom cannot be chayzer. Why not? Because, like we said in our Gemara, they can't be chayzer. Even if they have a reason. They clearly said that we did this because of the machshayfus. But still, that's not enough of a heter. And therefore, that's what we see from this Gemara. The even such a case, you cannot be chayzer from the thing that you said. It is that you said.